footsteps left behind over 3.5 million years ago. A slab of stone that helps decode ancient languages. A 1,000-year-old city near St. Louis that was bigger than the Paris and London of its day. Those are just a few of the big discoveries in archaeology and anthropology that tell the story of the world of the human past. And new technologies are opening the door to more amazing discoveries every year. Some of those important discoveries from around the world are featured in a new book that ranges from the earliest days of our pre-human ancestors to the discovery of the remains of the Titanic. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a fan of archaeology? Do you fit into your travel or tourism? Is there an ancient culture you're fascinated with? What do you want to know about how archaeology is done? Have you ever gone out and done a field service as an archaeologist? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Ann Williams is the general editor of Lost Cities, Ancient Tombs, 100 Discoveries That Changed the World. She's also a retired senior writer for National Geographic magazine and covered new discoveries in archaeology. She's an archaeologist by training. Ann, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for inviting me to talk this afternoon.
So many fascinating stories in your book. What is it that fascinates you about these archaeological discoveries?
Well, I think the hunt for finding information about our past that we didn't know about is always very exciting and very illuminating. And I think also in learning about our past, it can sort of inform us about how to go forward into the future. Our ancestors went through some very hard times, and they didn't have modern science, they didn't have modern medicine, but they were enormously inventive and creative and resilient. And I think we can remember that as we go forward ourselves with a lot of modern advantages. We will be inventive and creative and resilient as well.
You share the stories of the discoveries, also how they were discovered, including great moments where really one of the most pivotal discoveries in early pre-human prehistory happened in part because of the archaeologists or the researchers were having a dried elephant dung fight.
Oh, I don't remember that, one.
That was in the early footsteps in Eastern Africa. And you could maybe tell us about that discovery, the footprints preserved in volcanic ash.
Oh,
that was the oldest find in the book.
Yes, the Laetoli footprints. These were just extraordinary. People who were like us walked across soft earth millions of years ago and left footprints in that soft earth that Mary Leakey and her team ended up discovering. And it is just one of those things that gives you goosebumps to think about people like us so long ago leaving footprints in the earth. It's just extraordinary.
I want to talk about the story closest to us here in Wisconsin, the story of Cahokia, a site. I visited it just outside of St. Louis, a part of a Mississippian culture that you could find here, remnants here in Wisconsin, at places like Aztalan and by Trempealeau, Wisconsin. Can you share the story of this big city in the middle of the United States literally 1,000 years ago?
This place is enormous. It was bigger than Washington, D.C. Probably had something like, experts think, 15,000 people. They created an enormous mounds that had great plazas that were probably used for religious ceremonies and ritual gatherings. But we don't know anything about these people. We don't know what they called themselves. We don't know how they came together about AD 1000. We don't know what happened to them, why they disappeared in about 1300. We just don't know. Something like only 1% of the sites that make up that culture have been investigated so far. And so there's still a lot to discover, and surely a lot to learn about these people. But they were clearly very sophisticated. They clearly had a lot of human power, manpower, woman power to build those enormous mounds. And we can just look forward to experts investigating more about them and being able to tell us more about them, who they were, where they came from, where they went. It will be very exciting when we sort all of that out.
Talking to Ann Williams about the new National Geographic book, Lost Cities, Ancient Tombs, 100 Discoveries That Changed the World. Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Carrick is with us in Beaver Dam. Carrick, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What did you want to ask about, Carrick?
So I'm going to college for archaeology, and I'm graduating in just under 4 months now. And I wanted to know if she had any tips on any particular things that I should do before college, or any things I should particularly do in college for archaeology.
Oh, so you're graduating from high school. And Carrick, what is it, before I let you go, what is it that grabs you about archaeology?
I've known what I've wanted to do since I was five. I watched something on the History Channel, I think, about archaeology. And, of course, just like everybody else with Egypt and the pyramids, I've always wanted to be either a history professor teaching people these things that I love, or have wanted to be out in the field discovering these amazing things.
I love it. Carrick, thank you for sharing that. Well, step one, Ann, it sounds like he has a love for the topic. Any thoughts for a new upcoming high school grad wanting to get into archaeology?
Hi, Carrick. I'm so glad you asked that question. So many people are like you and me. We are interested in the past. We're interested in what we can do to discover things from the past and interpret those things from the past. I think that probably the most important thing as you continue your career in studying history and archaeology and anthropology is to figure out exactly what place and time period you're interested in, and then get some kind of expertise that will make you absolutely indispensable to archaeological expeditions and investigations, whether it's digital photography or knowing how to turn digital photographs into 3D models online or building databases. All of those skills are very, very necessary. Archaeology now is a multidisciplinary science, so you can choose something, some kind of expertise, and really get your foot in the door that way.
Carrick, thanks a lot for the call. Good luck to you. We're talking about some of the most remarkable archaeological finds around the world. Ann Williams is with us, general editor of the new book, Lost Cities, Ancient Tombs, 100 Discoveries That Changed the World. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a fan of archaeology, a particular part of the world, a particular site? Maybe you've been to it yourself. Call in at 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. We're talking about some of the most important and interesting archaeological discoveries around the world, how they were found, and what they tell us about human civilization. Ann Williams is our guest. She's the general editor of the new book, Lost Cities, Ancient Tombs, 100 Discoveries That Changed the World. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Let's go back to your calls. Marcus is with us in Milwaukee. Marcus, hi.
Hey, Rob. So I actually got this issue at Pick and Save as soon as I saw it. But one of the things that's been on my bucket list since I was a kid is I want to see the Angkor Wat temple complex in Cambodia. The other thing is that Bob Ballard, the guy who discovered the Titanic, he actually has said that he believes that there's more historical, like archaeological sites and shipwrecks that are like preserved as time capsules underneath the oceans and the seas of the world than there are in all the museums. And I find that fascinating as well.
Marcus, thanks for both of those. First of all, Angkor Wat, Anne, is in the book. I only know it from pictures, but an amazing site from what I've seen.
It is astounding. And I was there a couple of years ago. I was very lucky to have a whole day there. And it is just extraordinary. I mean, I knew that it was a major site. I knew it was on my bucket list too, and I was still blown away when I saw it. It is immense. It is very beautiful. It is just extraordinary. And if you can get there and have a chance to walk around and have a good look, that'd be great. When you're planning to do this, make sure that you have enough time to see a lot of it. My group was originally slated to be there for just maybe an hour or so, and everybody in the group sort of went on strike and said, you know, we have come across the world to see this site. We are spending more time. And so our guide sort of pivoted very quickly and gave us many more hours at the site, which we very much appreciated. So make sure that you have enough time set aside to see the site properly.
Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. We'll go next to Mary in Madison. Mary, hello.
Hello. Yes, I was wondering about Lydia. It's an ancient Aegean country of Asia Minor.
Oh, so in Turkey. I'm looking in your index, Mary. I don't see Lydia. You do have some sites in Turkey, including
Lydia.
Lydia. Oh, Lydia, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, thanks, Mary, for that. Any sites in Turkey, or do you have thoughts on Lydia itself, Anne?
I don't have any particular thoughts on Lydia. There are some extraordinary sites in the country that we now call Turkey. Mm-hmm. One of them is Göbekli Tepe, which is thought to be the oldest known religious site in the world. That's one of the sites there. There's also the site of Troy, that the great sort of adventurer Heinrich Schliemann discovered, and modern archaeologists have been excavating there as well. It's a very interesting place, and probably a place where there is a lot more to find. There's the whole Hittite complex at Hattusha, which was very interesting and very important. And the Hittites were people who were sort of traditional enemies of the ancient Egyptians, which are the ancient people I know best about. There's a lot in Turkey to investigate and to see if you go as a visitor.
Thanks a lot for that call. And as a kid, I might have pictured archaeology as Indiana Jones. Taking a couple archaeology classes, I picture it as painstakingly dusting off pottery shards. But you were starting to touch on earlier, technology is really changing things. Can you talk about some of the innovations that are giving whole new pictures of what the world used to look like?
Yes, that's a great question. The final chapter in Lost Cities, Ancient Tombs is a short list of technologies that are really revolutionizing archaeology and bringing archaeology into a very, very different future. There are technologies like LIDAR, for instance. It is a way of taking images from an airplane, processing them through a computer, and stripping off the rainforest canopy to allow experts to see what's on the ground. So what that's doing, for instance, is it's giving experts a very different view of sites like Tikal in the Maya region. Some of these sites are turning out to be much larger than anybody anticipated. And it would take so many people decades to tromp around the rainforest to ground truth all of that. So to be able to do it very quickly from aerial images is really a great benefit to archaeology. There are also things like strontium isotope analysis. It's a way of testing the kinds of the remains of the kinds of things that people ate, because back before global commerce and you live in Maryland and eat California avocados for breakfast, back in the days when you ate what was locally produced, the isotopes in the soil would then lodge themselves in your bones and in your teeth. And experts can now find those residues in ancient skeletons and find out where people came from, which is very exciting. So there are all sorts of technologies like that. Satellite imagery is another thing. Sarah Parcak is one of the pioneers in using satellite imagery to identify ancient sites. She did a whole crowdsourced science project a couple of years ago where a lot of us signed up to look through parts of satellite images of Peru. And as we did that, we found more than 700 major archaeological sites that the Ministry of Culture in Peru didn't even have in their database.
A lot of interesting discoveries to come. Thanks to our guest, Ann Williams. Her new book is Lost Cities, Ancient Tombs, 100 Discoveries That Changed the World.